Hey, BKFK listeners. So, for today's shout-out, I have something very special for you. I've got my box of magic items over here. Now I know it's here somewhere. Okay, not this suit of armor. Not this magic carpet. Aha, here it is. Okay,
cool. Great. I've got it. Here it is. It's Aladdin's magic lamp. All right, so I'm just going to pull this cork and...
Whoa! Hey, genie!
Mm-hmm.
You know what to do?
Yes.
Okay, go for it!
It is time for a huge BKFK shout-out to Myra and Ellie in Germany. And in Australia, to Thomas.
Whoa, that was cool. Wow, Myra, Ellie, and Thomas, you guys are amazing. It's patrons like you that keep us going. Remember, listeners, we have some amazing rewards for our patrons. Almost 60 extra episodes of BKFK, activity books, and personalized birthday audiobooks, as well as, you heard it, shoutouts on the show. Just go to buykids4kids.co to find out more. On this episode, we are joined by some wonderful performers.
My name is Liam. I'm 8 years old from Spain and Italy and America, and I really like monsters, mythical creatures, and snakes and dinosaurs.
Hi, my name is Santi, and I'm from Australia, and I like soccer.
Hi, my name is Nicholas, and I live in Washington, D.C., and I am 6 years old, and I like to play with my Legos.
Hi, my name is Goldie. I'm 7 years old. I live in Kyneton in Australia, and I really like cats.
You guys did an excellent job. Okay, Ruby, over to you.
The Great White Bear and the Trolls. There once was a man named Halvor who had a great white bear, and this great white bear knew many tricks. One day the man thought that his bear was so wonderful that he'd like to show it to the King of Denmark. So he set out on the road to Denmark, leading the bear behind him. After a while, he came to a deep, dark forest. It was almost night. Halvor began to be afraid he would have to sleep on the ground, with only the trees overhead for a shelter. Soon, he heard the sound of a woodcutter's axe. He followed the sound and came to an opening in the forest. There was a man hard at work cutting down trees.
And where there's a man,
thought Halvor,
there must be a house for him to live in. Good day,
said Halvor.
Good day,
answered the man, staring nervously at the great white bear.
Will you give me and my bear shelter for the night?
Asked Halvor.
And will you give us a bit of food too? I will pay you well.
Normally I would,
answered the man.
But tonight is a special night. Anyone who stays in my house is risking their life.
Why?
Asked Halvor in surprise.
This is the evening of St. John. And on every St. John's evening, all the trolls in the forest come to my house. I have to supply a feast for them. They stay all night, eating and drinking. If they found anyone in my house, they would tear him to pieces. Even I and my wife dare not stay. We'd rather spend the night in the forest.
Strange. I'd like to see what these trolls look like. I'm not scared of them. As long as I have my bear with me, there is nothing in the world that I'm afraid of.
The woodcutter was alarmed.
No, no, do not risk it. I beg you, spend the night with us under the trees, and tomorrow we can safely return home.
But Halvor would not listen. He was determined to sleep in a house that night. He was curious to see what the trolls looked like.
Ugh, very well,
said the woodcutter at last.
Since you are determined to risk your life, follow that path, and it will soon bring you to my house.
Halvor thanked him and went on his way. It was not long before he and his bear reached the woodcutter's home. He opened the door and went in. He was astonished when he saw the feast the woodcutter had spread out for the trolls. There were sausages and ale and fish and cakes and rice pudding and all sorts of good things. He tasted a bit here and there and gave his bear some. And then he sat down to wait for the trolls. As for the bear, he lay down beside his master and went to sleep. They had not been there long when they heard a loud noise in the forest outside. It was a sound of moaning and groaning and whistling and shrieking. It was so loud and terrible that Halvor grew frightened. The cold crept up and down his back and the hair rose on his head. The sound came nearer and nearer, and by the time it reached the door, Halvor was so frightened that he could not bear it any longer. He jumped up and ran to the stove. Quickly, he opened the oven door and hid himself inside, pulling the door behind him. The great white bear paid no attention, but only snored in his sleep. The door of the house burst open. All the trolls of the forest came pouring into the room. There were big trolls and little trolls, fat trolls and thin. Some had long tails and some had short tails, and some had no tails at all. Some had two eyes and some had three. Some had only one set in the middle of the forehead. There was one called Long Nose, who had a nose as long and thin as a walking stick. The trolls banged the door behind them and then gathered round the table where the feast was spread.
What is this?
Cried the biggest troll in a terrible voice.
Someone has been here before us. The food has been tasted and the ale has been drunk.
At once, Long Nose began snuffing about.
Whoever has been here is still here,
he cried.
Let us find him and tear him to pieces.
Here's his kitty cat anyway,
cried the smallest troll, pointing to the white bear.
Oh, what a pretty cat it is! Kitty, kitty, kitty!
And the little troll put a piece of sausage on a fork and stuck it against the white bear's nose. The great white bear gave a roar and rose to his feet. It gave the troll a blow with its paw that sent him spinning across the room. The trolls gasped in horror as the bear began to knock them around and fling them about. Long Nose's long nose was almost broken off. Soon, they tore the door open and ran away howling and screaming into the forest. When they had all gone, Halvor crawled out, closed the door, and then he and the white bear sat down and feasted to their heart's content. After that, the two of them lay down and slept quietly for the rest of the night. morning, the woodcutter and his family crept back to the house and peeped in at the window. Imagine their surprise to see Halvor and his bear sitting there and eating their breakfast as though nothing in the world had happened to them.
How could this be?
Cried the woodcutter.
Did the trolls not come?
Oh yes, they came,
answered Halvor.
But we drove them away, and I do not think they will trouble you again.
He then told the woodcutter all that had happened in the night.
After the beating they received, they will be in no hurry to visit you again.
The woodcutter was filled with joy and gratitude when he heard this. He and his wife begged Halvor to stay and make his home with them, but he refused. He was on his way to Denmark to show his bear to the king. So off he set after saying goodbye. Now the very next year, on St. John's Eve, the woodcutter was out in the forest cutting wood, when a great ugly troll stuck his head out of a tree nearby.
Woodcutter, woodcutter,
he cried.
What is it?
Said the woodcutter.
Tell me, have you still got that great white cat?
Yes, I have. And now she has 5 kittens, and each one of them is larger and stronger than she is.
Really?
Cried the troll in a great fright.
Then goodbye, woodcutter. We will never come here again.
Then he drew in his head and the tree closed together. And that was the last the woodcutter heard or saw of the trolls. After that, he and his family lived in peace. As for Halvor, he had reached Denmark. The king had been so pleased with the bear that he offered Halvor a whole bag of money for it. From that day on, Halvor and his bear had everything they needed. A quiet house in the forest, a warm fire, and pots of honey for the bear to feast on.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.